Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Dr. Maria Walls, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you, Mikey? I've just walked in.
I just noticed that nobody has got, has correctly answered that text.
It was a
puzzle.
Trick.
It was a trick puzzle, yeah.
Do you remember what he said?
I said, you need to text in four times.
Yeah. Do you have to repeatedly text?
Yeah, why is that?
Like, keep texting like four times.
Well, that's similar.
We've got to work hard
at
it. Love.
Oh.
Oh, great opportunity for a good hard good morning. Maria, what's in the DVD player this morning?
Well, because it's Valentine's Day, we have Ellie's wedding.
Oh, congratulations to Ellie. Is it a good wedding?
Well, you know, it's an Australian wedding. However, actually, that's quite an interesting idea, isn't it? Bad wedding videos. No, this is actually like Australia's first Muslim rom-com.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's pretty cool.
From when? Was it? When did they progressively do that?
Well, actually just last year.
Right.
Yeah. Times are changing.
So is that, forgive me, on behalf of the listeners, is that not a thing that exists because are we led to believe that arranged marriage is the norm?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But also, I mean, I guess just because it's not really as... you know, Australia did Muriel's Wedding. It tends to focus on white Australians. So it's really exciting to have a rom-com about a Muslim Iraqi community in Melbourne. And the film has, of course, had quite a lot of attention. It won the Best Film at Sydney Film Festival Award, Sydney Film Festival, and at Melbourne Film Festival. And it's...
quite an award to win.
It's quite an award to win, yeah.
Miff and Sif.
Sorry?
Myth and Sip. The Sydney International Film Festival and the Melbourne International Film Festival.
Sarah,
did you think I was being colloquial and gross?
I just glanced down at my computer and heard some words that I misinterpreted, but my brain works a bit like that, especially on Valentine's Day, maybe. Anyway, back to it.
As you were, sorry.
Oh, God, I hope everybody's gone out and spent $700 on roses. Jeez. Oh. If you haven't, you don't love them.
You don't love the person.
Is there something
the
you want to tell us, Mike?
I think Valentine's Day is a load of shit.
Okay.
But, you know, I like celebrating love, so let's do that.
You could always change the, you know, the word V at Valentine's to some other words starting with V.
Good restaurant, too.
Victory, you know, for example. What's that?
Sorry.
I mispronounced the word victory just then. So the film's star and co-writer, Osama Sami, which is nothing, Mikey's giggling, is nothing necessarily to do with this film. He played the lead production in a film called Saddam the Musical, and it was staged at a mosque where his father, the head cleric of Melbourne's Shia community, was presiding. Isn't that amazing? And
Shiite communities, do you mean?
Shiite, sorry, yes, I do.
Shiite being a bad, of course.
We could have a Shiite community.
It's a pretty good...
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. That would be more New Zealand, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Even though, yeah. Love the way she... Did you like it? Was it a good film?
It's a great film.
Yay! I mean,
you know,
good.
It shows first generation characters kind of like doing, in lots of ways, a pantomime and playing out, you know, this sort of subgenre of rom-com with an interesting kind of fresh take on things because it's quite intersectional. At the more radical end of the spectrum... you know, the film is it's quite challenging on some levels because of the topics and the fact that, you know, Ali is the son of this Muslim cleric and, you know, he hopes to become a doctor, but, you know, he's at the same time trying to pursue a young woman from the mosque and she's not the same woman who he's been pressured into, you know, marrying, and so it brings up all kinds of, you know, controversies and difficulties and challenges for
him
in the
film. Is it a little bit like The Big Sick in that way?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, I think there's definitely a tenuous link without The Sick. Yeah, such a good title, that film, isn't it? And you know, we see a trio of kind of multicultural friends amongst his group too. You know, he's got an Anglo-Saxon, an Asian, and a fellow Arab in his friend group. So it's kind of like the face of the new Australia, which is really exciting. Where there is cultural tension, I think it's actually within Ali's community itself. So it's nice to actually have a film that focuses, you know, on a point of view that isn't and hasn't been as mainstream as it should be, given the context of the world in 2018.
You're a potential audience for this one? I mean, rom-coms can sometimes be suitable for the family. Is it a family film? Not?
Yeah, I mean, you could absolutely watch it with a wide range of families. Does it stray into anything too steamy
or inappropriate?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, no.
Take that on board?
Yeah, no, it's suitable for all ages.
I'm pretty sure I remember an age where like the only things you watch were rom-coms because it sort of was... weren't really old enough to watch anything grunty, and then you know,
and even sometimes
and other stuff
seemed
to make
you feel a bit sick. Yeah, they did me anyway. Yeah, actually, even
everything just gets worked out, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. This is a great little film. It's had a mixed bag of reviews, but, you know, I think because it's actually taking up a place which is really topical and really necessary and hasn't been represented well before, it's got a lot going for it. And it did win those two festivals, which Sarah kindly...
which I've never seen.
Sydney and Melbourne festivals, yeah, international film festivals.
That's right. Sydney and Melbourne in Australia. That's it, I think.
Right on.
For
right.
Ali's Wedding.
Thank you, Maria. Was it called Ali's Wedding?
Ali's Wedding.
Okay, so yeah, thank you very much, Maria. All the best.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
But Maria and Mikey, how do we give it away?